You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
First date follow-up.
Shannon is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Travis that she went on a date with. And I'm surprised she actually went on this date.
Why?
I don't know if I would ever go on, if I would do what she did for a first date, I would definitely never get a call back.
Oh.
A dance conference. They went dancing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. But Shannon is on the phone, and apparently she went dancing with Travis, and then Travis danced right out of her life.
Mm.
That was amazing. All right, Shannon, before we try to figure out why he's not calling you back, how long has it been since your date with Travis?
Well, I haven't heard from him in about 2.5 weeks now. It's been roughly.
Okay. That's a long time. All right. And how many times have you tried to reach out to him in that 2.5 weeks?
Well, I usually don't like to reach out too much. I sent one little like, hey, but I don't want to seem like I'm thirsty or anything like that. So I just said, hey, you know, and then I left it alone.
Okay. So you only text him once?
Yeah. I didn't want to like stalk him too hard. You know, like we had a good time and I kind of think I scared him off a little bit.
You think you scared him off?
Yeah.
What did you do?
So he takes me to this like dance meetup thing. Like it was outside at this park.
Yeah. Are you guys dancers? Like,
yeah. Do you guys have that in common?
Well, I like to dance. I'm not a professional dancer.
What kind of dancing did you guys do?
Well, it was a lot of hip hop kind of dance, you know, stuff like that, that they were doing at the meetup. And
is he a dancer?
He's a dancer. Definitely.
Okay.
Okay, so was it his idea or your idea to go to the dance thing?
Well, it was his idea because, like, on our interest, like, we matched up on Tinder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he had super liked me, and we started chatting, and that was great. It went really good, and then he asked me to go to this, like, outdoor dance meetup thing, and I was excited about it.
Okay.
Okay, and how was the dance meetup?
It was really fun. Everybody was such a great dancer.
Was it one of those ones where they put on headphones
and
you can't hear
that?
It? Those are hilarious.
Like the silent discos. Those are
the best.
But it was really fun and we were dancing. But at one point, like my stomach kind of started hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of tapped out for a while and just kind of stuck to the side and just enjoyed watching everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Is that what? How did the date end?
He just kind of took me back home after it was over, and he's like, I mean, he said he had a good time, but I just never heard from him again. You know, and guys do that; they do that. They're not good at emailing. Okay.
Did you guys kiss or anything at the end of the date?
No, it was kind of like he pulled up to my building, and I got out, and I walked in, and he drove away.
Okay. And then, like, when you guys parted ways, did it seem like he wasn't really that into you?
Well, you know, he didn't say, let's do this again. Because you always think that one of the people is going to say, hey, let's do this again.
Right.
I didn't get that from him. He just said, I had a good time. And I was like, cool, me too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A little awkward, so.
How long were you guys talking again before you actually met him?
Oh my God, we talked like probably like a solid 3 weeks. Hmm. Like we talked about all kinds of stuff.
And there's nothing else besides like you getting like a stomachache and taking a break to make him not call you back?
No, I mean, that is the only thing I can come up with. I mean, I smelled good. I did my hair. I did my makeup. I mean, I was cute.
Did you accidentally dance out a fart?
Mm. I mean, come on. That's not going to make somebody ghost.
Well, what if it smelled bad?
No. So, yeah, farts smell bad. It's not going to make someone ghost.
If that happened, I would tell you that did not happen.
Yeah. That would actually probably be funny. And then maybe you guys could have a laugh about it. But all right. So yeah. It's been 2 weeks and you haven't heard anything from him. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. On the phone with us right now is Shannon, and she's not getting a call back from a guy named Travis. She met him on Tinder, and they went out dancing. They went to some sort of dance meetup thing. I guess the guy likes to dance, and he invited Shannon to go. Mm-hmm. She said things went really great. She had a great time with Travis, but now he's not calling her back. And the only reason that she can think of is that during the dancing, she had a stomachache and kind of had to sit it out for a little bit, and maybe Travis didn't like that. That's the only thing you can think of, Shannon?
I mean, maybe because I got sick to my stomach, it turned him off. That's what I got. That's all I know.
That would be weird.
Or maybe he thought that like she was making an excuse so she didn't have to dance.
Maybe, yeah.
He could have thought you didn't like him, actually, because you only reached out to him one time after. Mm-hmm. And then if you stopped dancing with him and said your stomach hurt, and then you said like at the end of everything, you guys didn't really kiss, which is like, hey, he might actually like you, but think that you're not into him. Classic case of miscommunication.
But then why wouldn't he respond?
I have no idea. Actually, good point. All right. Anyway, I'm going to call him right now and see if we can figure it out for you. All right, Shannon, you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Travis?
Speaking.
Hey, Travis, this is The Jubal Show. My name's Jubal Fresh.
And my name's Alex Fresh.
And The Jubal Show is a radio show, and we do dance-offs. And we like to challenge you because we hear you're quite the dancer.
Oh, what do you mean? I'm confused.
We're actually calling you because we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. And that's where if you go out on a date with someone and end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from Shannon, who listens to the show.
Oh, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Shannon told us about your date. She said that she liked you a lot, but she said you haven't talked to her since that date, and that's been like 2.5 weeks, and she wants to know what happened.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, we went on a date. It was pretty good up until a certain point.
Okay, so Shannon told us how you guys went out. You met on Tinder, and then you took her dancing, and now you're not calling back. She wants to know why. Mm-hmm. Did you like Shannon?
Yeah, I did. I did. She was really cool.
She told us that she thinks you might not be calling her back because she had to stop dancing for a while because her stomach hurt. And then I was like, well, did it hurt or did you accidentally dance out of fart? Because you know how that happens from one dancer to another. That happens, right? You know?
Not as often as you think.
So it wasn't because of her upset stomach that made her take a little breaky.
No, I mean, that happened. That's not an issue. I thought she was cool, but... All right, yeah, I'll just tell you guys.
Sweet.
Well, thank you.
She doesn't know how to twerk.
She doesn't know how to twerk?
Yeah, she's actually horrible.
At twerking or, like, dancing in general?
No, she's a pretty good dancer, just she doesn't know how to twerk.
And you really need a woman to twerk.
yeah, I mean, that's kind of my thing.
Can't you teach her?
That's something I like. No, I mean, it's unteachable. You know, I mean, she just kept talking about how she's a dancer, and I actually am a dancer, so.
Okay. So you don't feel like she's a dancer? Or it's just that you can't date a woman that can't twerk?
Yeah, she's not as good a dancer as I am.
Okay, so that just is like a deal breaker for you then?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Travis, actually, I need to be honest with you because Shannon is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Travis, I'm so embarrassed. I cannot believe that is why you haven't like messaged me back or anything.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were on the phone. well, what's up?
Hi.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Did you ever think in a million years that it would be because you can't twerk?
No. I mean, in a million years, I would not think that would be such a deal breaker. I mean, I am terrible. Come on, Travis. You didn't message me back because I couldn't twerk. Are you serious?
You know, like, that's a pretty standard move, and, you know, you can't do it.
What? Twerking's hard? Are you kidding me?
It's not a standard move.
It's one of the first things I learned, so.
Travis, I mean, I tried. I tried really hard. I think I'm just missing.
And you did say she's a good dancer otherwise.
All right. Well, I mean, I was being nice. She could kind of dance.
Oh, okay. Oh, now you're changing your story.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to be honest. I know that I can't dance. And I just changed the interest on my profile because, well, I just wanted us to have something more to talk about and, you know, be more relatable to you.
Wait, what?
Well, when I saw on your profile on Tinder that you like to dance, I changed it on my profile that said I like to dance. I thought you were super cute. I totally wanted to go out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. So you don't actually know how to dance, really?
I mean, not really.
I mean, that's kind of a compliment, Travis.
I mean, it makes sense. Thank you for telling me the truth.
We had a great time. I really liked chatting with you, and I had a really good time on our date.
Yeah, she actually went out in public and tried to twerk when she can't twerk at all.
Yeah, that takes a date of with courage.
You. Yeah, I don't have a lot of shame, and I probably wouldn't even do that.
I'm happy you told me. It definitely was a. I mean, it was fun. It was a fun date, but otherwise, it didn't seem like you were a dancer at all. So I felt kind of I didn't know what was going on.
Okay. Oh,
well, there you go. There's your answer. She lied, but she lied to try to get a date with you. Still, probably a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, kind of cute, right?
I think so.
I mean, I guess.
Hey, Travis, would you like to go out with Shannon again on another date? We'll pay for it. Now that it's all out there, out in the open, she doesn't know how to twerk. Never did.
Yeah, maybe I think about this one.
Can we get an answer right now?
Yeah, because...
We'll pay for it.
You know what? Yeah, let's do it.
Really?
You'll do it?
I thought you were going to say no.
Me too. Yay. I thought for sure you were going to say no.
Congratulations, Shannon.
Shannon, you did it.
And Travis.
Yay. Yeah. Yay, this will be fun. Just promise me there will be no dancing involved this time.
Oh, no, trust me, there will never be dancing again.
All right, well, congratulations and enjoy the date. Hopefully it goes somewhere.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.